know you're specific. You really don't want to look at it.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Clarice Astrin, and I'm going to shift gears a little bit and talk about a methodology for developing health communication tools for Hispanic and Latino audiences. Specifically, I'm going to talk about a method for developing a photonovela aimed at helping Hispanic and Latino audiences to improve their health education. Before I start, I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors and colleagues on this, Victor Sierra and Paula Panicetti, both from the Media Network. I would also like to say that I have no relationships to disclose. So the reasons why I'm talking about developing a photonovela today are, first, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, Spanish is the primary language spoken by approximately 14% of Americans, and it's also spoken by more than 28% of Americans as one of their languages that they speak. Although there's quite a bit of health information out there that's been translated to Spanish, there are some limitations to the available information. For example, translations are often translated directly from English to Spanish without taking into account language differences and cultural differences that can affect understanding of health information. Also, because of this, some important health information might be overlooked. For example, if there are health issues that are suffered primarily by Hispanic and Latino cultures and not by other cultures, these health issues might not be covered in Spanish language translations that have been gone from English to Spanish because they may not be available in English. Also, there might be cultural issues that necessitate different types of advice or behavioral expectations to be given in materials that target Hispanic and Latino audiences than what's advised for general market audiences. For example, a general market audience might be advised to go for individual counseling to address an issue, and this might not be something that's culturally appropriate for a Hispanic or Latino audience. Also, word and phrase choice can often depend on which majority ethnic group is being targeted by an intervention or education piece. So at this point, you might be asking yourself, what is a photonovela? And I'll give you a brief explanation. And also, I believe my colleague Victor is going to just hand out a couple so you can take a look at a photonovela that we've developed. A photonovela is essentially a story that's presented in a narrative format with dialogue as the centerpiece of the storytelling process. You might want to imagine it as being something like a live-action comic book with photographs in place of drawings. There are some photonovelas that have been developed with realistic drawings in the place of photos, and these can be an effective way of presenting the information, but it's not ideal. Photonovelas are common communication tools in some Latin countries, so Hispanic and Latino audiences are likely to have some experience with them. Photonovelas provide a simple way to present complex information. They're compelling, and they encourage the audience to read through the entire information. And this is a place where traditional pamphlets and brochures might fall short. I mean, how many bullet points can you really read before you lose interest and throw the pamphlet aside? So, because these are compelling pieces of information, because they are noted as something that can be useful in Hispanic and Latino Hispanic and Latino audiences, there are a lot of health issues that are covered by photonovelas at this point, from things like drinking and driving to understanding Medicare. But there's always room for more. So now that you know what a photonovela is, I'm sure that you're chomping at the bit to go and develop one for yourself. But before you can do that, let me share a three-phase process that we have noted as a good way to develop an effective photonovela. So during phase one, this is your initial investigation, the first thing that you do to collect the background information that's important for developing the photonovela is to conduct a thorough and systematic environmental scan. During the scan, you'll collect information about what materials are available, including who developed the information, what topics or subtopics are covered in those materials, and who the target audience for the materials is. Also, you'll want to know what languages the materials are available in. Next, you'll want to examine demographic and also psychographic and social characteristics of your target audience. And this is going to help you to determine such things as whether you'll need to develop a fotonovela using a universal Spanish, or if you need to develop it using Spanish that appeals more specifically to a particular ethnic group or to people from a particular region. Also, you can get information about what might be potential motivators and barriers for the particular audience of interest through doing this sort of background research. Once you've completed these first portions of the initial investigation, you can use the information that you've collected to begin to develop the tools, but also an important thing that you'll use this information to develop is to develop an interview guide for interviewing professionals and or field experts or people who work as providers in the fields of interest. When choosing the interviewees for this phase, it's important to consider the goals of your interviews. First, you want to gather factual information. Second, you want to find out as much as you can about the typical types of situations that your target audience might find themselves in when they're dealing with whatever health issue you want to discuss. And third, you want to determine what benefits and what consequences resonate most with these audiences so that you can create something that will motivate them to promote behavioral change. The information that you collect during this phase will be used to develop the initial storyline, plot, and script for the fotonovela. And it's also a good idea to build rapport with the professionals and experts that you work with because they can be an important part of allowing you to gain access to your target audience when you get to the next testing phase, and they can also help with dissemination. So when the data has been all collected, you should analyze it all together to determine what information gaps exist, identify important characteristics of the target audience that can affect how the information should be presented and how it might be understood, and get a sense of what kinds of things providers are saying to the target audience and what information they have difficulty conveying. Also, do the professionals and experts think that the target audience can be motivated to act in a better way than they are now? And if so, how can they be better motivated? So once you've completed phase one, you can move on to phase two, which is developing the materials. Using the information that you collected, you'll create a storyline, a plot, and a script for the fotonovela. The storyline should center on a main character and how he or she deals with the health issue or condition from discovery through treatment and maintenance. You'll also want to identify and develop other story characters, and these characters play an important part because in any good story, there's some sort of conflict and some resolution. So the other characters that are included in your fotonovela will be an important part of developing this conflict and resolution that will not only keep interest, but also help move the character through the phases of discovery through maintenance. You'll develop the script, keeping in mind that the dialogue is central to the fotonovela. And in addition to dialogue, you will include things like thoughts and the little thought bubbles or flashbacks that show what the person thinks about what they did in the past before they discovered that they had an issue or before they began getting treatment for an issue, and use that as a contrast to how they're doing currently in the story. You'll need to set the scene so that the story can be sketched out on storyboards for testing. So when developing the storyboards, it's a good idea to break the information into chapters or into easily digestible chunks that have a central focus. And this keeps things manageable because at this point, it's usually not possible or practical to test the entire fotonovela sketched out. You'll test the boards that are key to understanding each chapter or chunk of information and present key decision points. So where are places where decisions have to be made by the character or by other people involved in the character's treatment? And then also, you'll present storyboards that you're trying to decide the content of. So if you have a few choices that you're trying to consider. Another thing that's important to do during this testing phase is to test the characters that you have developed for the story. So ask if those characters seem realistic. Just as important to carefully choosing the experts for testing in phase one, it's equally important to carefully choose the participants to include in the focus groups during this phase of testing. If you work within the community and get assistance from the professionals and experts that you built rapport with in the prior phase, you can often gain direct access to the target audience. And the closer the focus group participants are to the intended audience, the better information you'll get at this phase. During the focus groups, you'll present the storyline, character profiles, and the storyboards that have been developed to find out from the participants whether there's any information that they don't understand, whether the story makes sense to them overall, whether they believe the story or if it's realistic to them. Does it seem like something that would or could happen to them or that actually has happened to them? And what could make the story more believable? So what could be included or excluded to make the story more believable to them? Would they be motivated, given the consequences and benefits that are presented in the photonovella, to make any sort of behavioral changes that are recommended within the story? And if not, or even if so, what would be more motivating to them? So what could be included to make them even more motivated to act? And also, are the characters appropriate? Finally, if you have alternative scenarios that you want to test, you can test to see which ones work best, and I'll show you an example. We were testing some boards during a photonovella where we wanted to find out whether a person would be motivated to act if they were caught drinking and driving and then had some sort of legal consequence to being caught drinking and driving versus having a consequence of losing their job due to drinking and driving. So we tested the boards, and this is just a sample of the boards that were included in those scenarios to determine which ones really resonated most with the audience, and we picked the one that worked best for them. When you've completed your audience testing phase, you're ready to revise and finalize your photonovella. You can make decisions and changes based on the focus group finding, and you usually will at this point. Because it's a live action story, you'll need to choose sets and locations for a photo shoot. You'll also need to choose models to cast your story with. And the information that you collect about characters will help you to sift through any potential models to use as your characters. So it's really important here. You'll also need to develop the storyboards for the entire photonovella. So in addition to revising the storyboards that you've already tested, you'll want to create the remainder of the storyboards because that's what drives the photo shoot. In an ideal world, you would have funding and time for a final round of testing before production. And as you can imagine, this step is often skipped due to limitations in both funding and time. However, a final testing phase can be used to fine-tune the final product and to act as sort of a disaster check before you go into the expense and time of developing the actual photos and the actual story and photonovella. During a final testing phase, you would conduct a final series of interviews going back to experts and professionals and providers in the field and also to the target audience. You would test a mock-up of the entire photonovella at this point and get reactions to the potential models that you're considering for your casting. So you'd bring pictures of the models and say, you know, is this a better one or is this a better one? And then also you would test the title and cover art to decide what the story should be called and what would be most attractive as cover art for this audience. After the final round of testing, you can make any final changes to the storyboards. Usually these would be tweaks, unless something really bad happened during the last phase of testing. And then you'd create your final layout. Add any special effects to the photos that are taken and create the final product. It's important to consider that the best photonovella in the world cannot be effective if it doesn't reach its intended audience. Therefore, it's very important to have a good dissemination plan and have good dissemination strategies. So again, going back to the fact that you're working with experts and providers and professionals in the field, it's important to gauge potential opportunities for dissemination and partnerships with the experts that you're using in the other phases. Also, find out where your target audience goes for information and where they go in general, and find out whether those are potential options for avenues of dissemination. And determine whether intermediaries, such as family members, clergy, social workers, et cetera, can be viable dissemination sources for your photonovella. It's important to know, to wrap up, who your audience is and what characteristics may affect your communication strategies. Including professionals and providers early on can be helpful throughout the entire process, not just in gathering information, but also in gaining access to the intended audience for testing and potentially for dissemination later on. Working within the community can help you gain access to the target audience during the testing phases. Testing with the target audience helps with decisions and revisions of the photonovella. Materials testing allows you to fine-tune the photonovella prior to final production and prior to putting a lot of expense into the final production. And a photonovella is only useful if it reaches its target audience. A couple of final things. Remember that the pictures and words are both equally important elements in a photonovella. So you need to make sure that backgrounds convey the right setting and tone. It doesn't make sense to have a photonovella set in the interior of a house where there's NASCAR videos or things that just wouldn't make sense in a Hispanic or Latino family room. So it's important to think about those details in the pictures and know that the pictures do make a difference to what people read into the text. It's also a good idea to include a graphic artist when you do the photo shoot for your photonovella, because this will avoid surprises during the final layout and final production. Now, go out and make those photonovellas. Thank you.
Can you just hit that? Can you hit the...